Can't believe I left the damn power cord at work. I'm such an idiot, you know? So.
Well, all things considered, it's only happened once, so.
Yeah, but damn it.
Yeah, you can. Everybody can fumble one time.
Yeah, shit. I hate making mistakes. I hate it.
I know you do. Mr. Perfection. Mr. Button all the way to the top.
Right.
All worried.
Button all the way to the top. I ain't worried, man. Shoot, we only got 39%. Let's see if we can get through this damn podcast.
All right.
Shoot. Okay. Let me make sure all the buttons is ready, and then we going to get it on. And we going to get it on.
It's Ben's on patrol time. It's Ben's on patrol time.
All right, man. Show episode 218, the month of bows and arrows, and it's Fans of Patrol time. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the entire posse, Miss Tifflebot. How are you this week, Tiff?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Now, I'm just going to slow down the pacing because we're trying to beat this clock, but we got other machines. We got other machines, and we're not going to have a rush podcast. How you do? How you? Are you good? Good. Let's go. And Mr.
S-M-O-O-V-E, spell smooth, not Dwayne.
Back from the long hiatus. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. And everybody, how's everybody?
It's pretty good, man. It's that time of the year. It's Christmas in Cleveland. Let me stop. And we got Christmas stuff, right? You know, it's everything is Christmassy, and Hanukkah is this week too. Oh, yeah. And we also have we got bows and arrows and stuff, you know, in honor of our movie flop that we went to go see. To quickly mention, we are doing, is it Robin Hood or Hood?
It's Robin Hood.
Okay, it's Robin Hood, but I thought it was called, I swear to God, it was called The Hood.
Me too, I thought it was The Hood too.
You went to the theater to talk about it. I want The Hood. They said, right. Oh, look at this dumbass.
I Googled it and it came up with all the abbreviations and slang terms. I'm like, no. And I'm like, okay, Robin Hood, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wait, you had said it, but I had even before you said it, I thought that's what it was called.
Well, it's Robin Hood.
It's Robin Hood.
So
it's a mystery. It's a great mystery.
We're going to review, discuss Taron Egerton and Jamie Foxx and Robin Hood this week. But in the news, man, we got some Avengers news. We got some Marvel news. We got some DC news. Mm-hmm. Do we got some other news? I feel like there's some other news out there.
Nah, I don't think so.
Are you sure?
Well, no, I don't know.
Nope, I think that's what you got.
Okay, that's the news. And we got a game. We're going to mix in Christmas and bows and arrows. I'm loving to see how this is going to turn out.
Me too.
And, man, we also got that Fantastic Four number 2, man. You know, we were hot on the tracks the week before last, and then Tiff did a book last week that was actually really good. And then we liked the first Fantastic Four, so we're going to hit that. So that's going to be the show for this week, guys. Are you ready to roll?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's go. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a 57 Chevrolet. All right, boys and girls. Marvel lost their mind this week. I don't know what was all this about, man.
Man, yeah, they it's like they going hard in the paint.
Right.
Seriously.
Throwing elbows and shoulders and shit. Like,
we are the big man.
Right, so they have been talking about an Avengers trailer. You know, I hadn't worried about it. I mean, you know that the stuff normally comes out around Christmas for summer movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm just like, you know, it'll come. And it really wasn't on my radar.
Right.
But then, man, the hammer of God came out of the sky and dropped lightning like it wasn't nobody's business. And holy crap, they dropped this trailer. And I think for the first time in trailer history, I was a little speechless on this. So they dropped this thing. Tifflebot. What are you thinking about this, man? Well, you know, let's talk about this a little bit.
I wanted to say that while you were speechless, Mike said this trailer sucks.
Well, it's a good thing Mike is not a member of Fans of Patrol.
I know, but I like to bring up stuff from the Peanut Gallery.
Got you.
Right.
Got you.
Because I watch it and I agree. I think it's, you know, fine trailer. I don't think it's anything super special, but they always do a good job. That's part of the problem when you always do a consistently kind of breathtaking or outstanding job. It's for people like Mike or whatever, things start to feel normal. Do you know what I mean? Like but that's not a problem because you're like, get used to that great standard.
Until you see it, and then it, you know, because it's always funny about these trailers and stuff. Everybody starts whining about superhero fatigue and shit until they see the movie, and then they're like, "Oh my god!" Right. You know? So nothing then, huh, Tiff?
No, I liked it. I thought it was great. I mean, it's early days. It's the very first trailer, and so he said, "Okay, his problem with it isn't it doesn't show anything." I'm like, "Well, thank God, I don't want them to show anything."
Exactly. They are the masters of not showing you nothing. Smooth. What you think of this stuff, man?
I'm very interested in seeing how Scott Lang
got out of that hole. Yeah.
But it's sad. It's so sad.
Sad?
Well, I mean, yeah, because it appears that Tony Stark is going to be floating around and he might die. And it's like she said, Black Widow said it's 50% of everything is dead.
Yeah. So. Did I tell you, ever tell you my daughter, like, cracked a code on, the Avengers?
Really?
Yeah. It was kind of crazy. She's like, Dad, why didn't Thanos just make the resources 50% larger for the universe? Right. I said, damn. Yeah. I said, oh, damn. I was like, because then it wouldn't be no movie.
Right. That just broke my brain.
Right.
Like Yoda would say, the mind of a child.
Right. I mean... Think about it, man. You know, you got to kill everybody, but all you had to do is you talk about we consumed half everything. Well, just make half everything.
Right.
Make everything in abundance.
Make it bigger.
You know how I always try to debunk stuff, and I'm always just like, actually, blah, blah, blah. But I don't actually do it in any. That is the smartest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right, damn, baby, that you can't. You will never write a movie.
Right. Yeah. Like, who is that? Get her out of here.
Right, we got to
get her out of here.
There got to be a story somewhere in there. Yeah, so I liked it, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I dug it, and I really like to see. I'm surprised. The Ronin thing in the comics, to me, didn't seem like it went off that big with Hawkeye. I remember when it happened, and to me, it was never that big of a damn deal. It was a mystery of who he was and stuff in the books.
Okay.
Then he showed up, and it was like, whoa, it was Hawkeye this whole time. And he had demonstrated a whole another set of skills with the sword and all that stuff.
Right.
So it's interesting seeing the Ronin costume, you know, somewhat on the screen and stuff. I dug that.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question.
What's that?
So wasn't there like a Hawkeye, Black Widow, like, romance? Like,
no.
Weren't they like teasing at that? I thought so in the movies.
Best friends. They was best friends.
They're gonna do it in this last movie.
No, he's married.
But they're all dead. That's why he's there.
Bruce Banner is alive, and that was her love interest in the movie.
Yeah, but that's all over now. Mm. Put my money on it.
We'll see.
Right.
So I just thought everything looked great, man. You know, I like, you know, of course it's all one big movie, and then they just bust it up. But I'm interested in seeing, you know, I was very surprised that they spoiled the Scott Lang thing.
Yeah.
You know, I was really surprised. I was like, wow.
Oh, yeah. They just threw that. Yeah. It's like, but like I said, it got my interest. My antennas are up.
Right. I'm feeling good about this trailer, y'all.
When is this? This is what?
April, but
April, yeah.
I think it was originally set to go off in May, and now they moved it to April, I believe.
They're going to push it back again.
Well, we'll see.
they usually will. They'll push it back.
I thought that Captain Marvel was going to come out before this. Does Captain Marvel? It does.
March.
Okay, so. Yeah. It's gonna be a whole bunch of
wet your whistle, boy! I tell you,
a whole bunch of superhero all at once, ain't it?
Oh yeah, when's Shazam coming out? That's around that time too, right?
Yeah, that is around that time.
Yeah,
just superhero all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
I'm experiencing superhero fatigue. Well, don't go to the goddamn old movie, punk.
Right.
Anyway,
Jesus.
So everybody's in. We love the first.
So
one.
Is she the surprise then?
Who was that?
Captain Marvel.
I'm sure she's gonna. I mean, they did it this way for a reason, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, she's gonna have her movie, and then at the end of the Avengers, you know, you watch the special scenes. They had the little calling of Captain Marvel thing.
Yeah.
You gotta have a heavy.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna need another heavy.
Yeah.
So they got rid of a bunch of heavies in the first one. You know, still got the Hulk. fooling around. That makes me wonder about that storyline, though, because, you know, they rewrote this thing because the Hulk was in the first trailers. It wasn't Bruce Banner.
Right.
You know, and then they you know, rewrote that and, you know, did the whole stage fright thing. And, you know, so it just makes me wonder what was the big thunderclap going to be, you know. So, you know, anyway, nerd talk here, you know. Nerd talk. Anyway, man, they turned right around right before that, man, and they dropped a brand new a second trailer for Captain Marvel.
Captain.
The Marvel version of Captain Marvel.
Wow.
So, you know, I was thinking about Tiff the whole time with this thing because it felt to me like a more narrative for the people who don't know nothing about this thing, because maybe that was a complaint that they might have had, was like, what the hell is this? Yeah. And so for the comic nerds, we was like, oh, you fools. It's Captain Marvel. What are you talking about? But I was thinking about when I saw this, I thought about Tiff, and I said, I wonder how she felt about this. So I'm actually right now, Tiff, how'd you feel about this? Because I know you are a Captain Marvel novice in this conversation.
Yeah, this is, I think the first trailer, not only that it was like a little underwhelming, yeah, a little confusing maybe for people who don't really know, but this trailer is really good. I think like this is a great trailer regardless of how you sit in your knowledge of Marvel or like Captain Marvel, because it's a nice movie trailer.
Yeah, I think it should have been the first one.
You think so?
I think it really should have.
I agree.
Before Infinity?
Because they let you know. No.
It should have been. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, this should have been the first before. Yeah,
because this one actually lets you know a little bit about the story into before the story.
Yeah.
And, you know, give you a quick background without having been a complete mystery. How'd you think about, what did you think about this stuff, Smooth?
I am excited because this is, what time is this? Maybe the
90s.
Oh, this is the 90s?
Yeah.
Okay. So this wow. So I wonder what superheroes are going to have.
Supposed to be none.
Really?
Well, you can't. No, you can't because think about it. Tony Stark was supposed to be like the big introduction into the Marvel universe of heroes into the world.
Okay, what about, but so there's no superheroes, there's no X-Men, there's no, I mean, that's what I was thinking of. Maybe they can, and maybe the Skrulls can, you know, emulate some of the you know, old school superheroes or old school villains.
Well, all I know is that.
That's what I'm looking forward to seeing.
I think the Russos are way too smart to screw their continuity up
with that,
introducing a bunch of garbage that was supposed to be there, but nobody remembers or ever talked about. I think they're too smart for that.
Well, I mean, if they give a little splash here and there, you know, I don't think it would hurt. You know, I mean, like in some fight scenes, maybe.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, of course, there's going to be some battle scenes where she's going to fight the Skrulls.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, what are you
talking about? Introducing any heroes that wasn't supposed to be around.
Oh, okay, I see what you said. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Okay, I was a little confused by this conversation, but I'm picking it up.
Okay,
yeah.
That must mean everybody out there in the world is confused too. Yeah. That's all we were talking. All I was saying is that I just think those cats is too smart to start messing around with continuity in the middle of this masterpiece that they've been doing. You know, speaking of Russos, it's a rumor going around they want to direct a Star Wars movie. I said, give it to them. Give them three.
Yeah, I would, yeah.
The hell with Rian Johnson. Give them three Star Wars movies. Shoot.
Yeah. New need is a new direction.
New masterpiece.
New scent.
Anyway.
New fragrance.
So that was it. What's up with you and smells? Anyway, so it's been a good week so far, man. We got two great-looking trailers, you know, for some properties coming in the summer.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then they started giving us some casting news, man. And I got a little excited with some of this casting news, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, you not? Well, the first one was Plastic Man. Well, Plastic Man was, I think, just the last one. And I remember the Plastic Man cartoon.
Yes.
I remember, you know, he actually has a pretty interesting origin story because he was a criminal.
Yeah.
You know, then turned over a new leaf. But he's such a goofball. And such a jackbutt. I mean, you could actually do a really good superhero comedy.
Yes, because he had a parody show it was Heathcliff.
Yep.
Yuck the dog. It was like a whole bunch of them.
Your memory of cartoons is uncanny.
I love Heathcliff.
But yeah, but he just had skits. Remember and he also had like a live Plastic Man.
It was. No, I don't remember no live show.
No, it wasn't a live show, but he would introduce the cartoon. Yeah, you know, they had a dude playing like Plastic Man, looking ridiculous in the suit, and he would introduce stuff. He would be in the plastic jet and everything.
So, what are you thinking about this, Smooth?
I am interested because I can see it being goofy like Shazam. Is DC, is this what DC's doing now?
Going goofy?
Yeah. Because, I mean, Shazam is going to be goofy. I'm pretty sure this is going to have a goofy feel to it.
Well, the complaint around the world is that they were too damn serious. You know?
That is true. That's true.
Yeah. So maybe they're like, listen, we got to lighten the hell up. You know?
I can, you know what? I can, you know, as long as they don't get too, like, no, you know, too cartoony, but, you know, maybe Ant-Man.
On that level.
Yeah, I could work.
That's one good thing about Marvel. They don't care about, you know, taking things lightly and keeping it serious. Tiff.
Yes.
I know you are another complete novice in this.
I don't know anything about this. What it looks like is ridiculous.
Yeah, Plastic Man is totally ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he can turn into, like, little toy boats and
yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
but like he'll turn into like a race car, like a stretchy race car, right. But his face would be on the front talking. It's really stupid,
right?
Yeah. Oh my god, how would they make that into a movie?
And he could turn into other people too. Well, he can mimic sometimes.
Well, it couldn't take itself seriously.
Yeah, right. It could. Yeah, you can't.
It'd be stupid if they try to do a hardcore Plastic Man. Right. He used to be funny, but now. He's serious, and it's time to stretch things out. You know, get out of here.
Oh, God. That's the well, I like favorite. Shazam looks great. Like, mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited about Shazam, considering where I'm coming from on that. So I guess I could totally be persuaded to be excited about this. But from what I see, you know what I mean? Like, if I was to look at it from the perspective of, like, not knowing anything, it seems stupid, but that doesn't mean anything. I could be totally wrong.
Well, I think it's going for that more lighthearted direction because even Aquaman looks a little lighthearted, you know.
Yeah.
So they was too
Aquaman
serious,
looks
man.
Like shit.
Oh no!
I saw that trailer in the movie theater again, and I think it looks better.
Oh God.
Anyway, so hey, man, the Master of Kung Fu is coming to the screen for Marvel again, man.
I see.
I used to love Shang-Chi, man. Man, the Master of Kung Fu, that was a comic book. Mm-hmm. Shang-Chi, and they actually sit around, they're actually grabbing an actual Asian actor to play an Asian role.
Yeah.
What is things coming to, Tiff?
What is his life? And an Asian American director, too, which is pretty cool.
Is his name David Callum?
That's, I think so, yeah.
Yes, yep. David Callahan.
Callahan, yeah.
So, you know. I'm excited about this. I used to love the Master of Kung Fu. You know, it's a character pattern in the comic books after Bruce Lee back in the day.
Okay.
And it was kind of like Hell's Kitchenish, like Marvel Knights. It was always a darker story and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it was all about Kung Fu action, you know? So I love that stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know? And it's mystical. So on a
okay.
Doctor Strange tip with the Kung Fu and stuff like that. And, you know, do it right, man.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put no white kid, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And, with a serious look on his face, and say he, and then have him explain in the movie. Yes, my mother was from Denmark, and my father was from Hong Kong.
Oh,
you know.
God.
You know how they do it.
Well, the weird thing about this article is that I've never heard of this character.
I'm not surprised.
Apparently, he's such a big deal that he was in the top 10 selected when they were discussing original.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know him, but a lot of people do. And
well, I'm one of them I'm faintly when his name popped up, it's like, oh, I do remember him, but I'd never read.
Oh man, yeah. I love the Master of Kung Fu, man. That was the name of the book and stuff. You know?
Well, you know what, Tiff? I'm thinking maybe because it's you won't have to do a lot of CG because he doesn't have any superpowers.
Sure.
Oh, you can make that Kung Fu faster, man.
Yeah, you can do that. I'm just saying, man, you know. Maybe, you know.
But I love it when people can do stuff like the amazingness of the actual human experience. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like, wow, that person trained so long to do this stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to Shang-Chi, man. So just a little casting news, you know.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
Nice thing.
So this has been a big Marvel week, man. You know, goodness gracious.
They dumping everything, you right? Know what I mean? Right. Let you know.
Yeah, they are.
Good Christmas. For you, Mr. Moneybags.
Right.
We love Disney.
Oh, I, you know, as much as I may say, like, what can I say? Like, yeah, it's shameful that a big corporation has all this money and power and stuff like that. But I still like the stuff they make.
They doing such a good job, people. We're all happy with the monopoly. Shoot. So that's going to do it for the news, man.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Yeah, that was quick.
Yeah,
was
we're
quick.
Still saving my battery. Tiff, why don't you hit us with that very quick social media?
You got it. For everything Fans and Patrol, go to fansandpatrol.com. That's our hub for all our shows and show art and interesting stuff you can do. It's getting an upgrade soon, I've heard.
Yes.
So you can get to us at fans@fansandpatrol.com. That's an email to reach us directly. We'd love to hear your suggestions, your comments, your concerns. Otherwise, you can get to us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Fans on Patrol. And then, if you like to listen to us, of course, we're on Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbean, Apple Podcast, and Spotify, which is our probably easiest place to find us. Please give us a review or a rating that helps us be searchable, and we will shout you out on the air.
Yes, and soon we'll be coming directly from Pandora. So that's next.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like that we're getting on these musical apps, man. So it's a one-stop shop for a lot of people, you know?
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it, man. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. We're trying to get you through this battery. And see you in a minute. Mississippi, surrounded by for one that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction. Living. All right, y'all. Smooth got a game. What you got?
I got medieval questions for like movies, you know, medieval movies, and yeah, that stuff, you know. So for the fans, this is what is this? Facts on Patrol here. I'm gonna ask some medieval movie questions and maybe some like plays and stuff, because there wasn't a lot of medieval good movies really. Well, it was, but. You know. Anyway, let's do this.
It sounds a little half-assed move. That's all I'm hearing.
Okay. No, it's not. I got some multiple choice, and I got some true and false, and I know that Tiff, you read a lot. So and Montego, you watch a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's not no book podcast. So, I don't want to hear that stuff.
So yeah, here we go.
I want to hear it.
All right, let's do this. All right, for Tiff Obot, this question is for you. I think this is going to be a straight out question. So you can steal my take.
Okay.
If you notice. This 1996 movie, a prince returns home to find his father murdered and his mother remarrying the murderer. What is this movie?
Shit.
Nope. Nobody?
No, I'm not going to take the chance. I can't wrap my mind around it.
All right. It was Hamlet.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right. I'm okay.
Here you go.
I gotta rearrange my thinking.
Yeah, me too, because I'm looking for, you know, Lancelot or some shit like that. Wait, go ahead.
That was all right, man. Okay. All right. Here we go, Montego, for you.
Yes.
Iago seeks revenge on Othello in part because he makes this person second in command.
Christ almighty, Dwayne. I have no clue.
All right.
Tiff, do you want to steal?
Yeah. I don't know, but I've seen movies based on this, and etc., but I don't know. What's the answer?
It's Casio.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Stereo.
All right, now that's enough of the the rest will be, I think.
This is a comic podcast, yeah, not Shakespeare, sir.
Well, you said medieval, man.
But they, you know, it's yeah. You know, it's in it gets in the culture.
Yeah, it's into this shit right here. You know what I'm saying?
All
right.
I'm trying to feel you. Okay.
All right, here we go. All right. This great boastful warrior sets aside his armor and fights a monstrous troll, butt naked.
What?
Oh.
I have no clue.
Beowulf.
Oh, okay.
Then I'm totally wrong. Okay.
All right. True or false question for you, Mr. Bradley.
Okay.
1981 film Excalibur.
All right.
The cameraman waited with a camera running for several days for the shot of a crow eating testicles. True or false?
Christ almighty. I'm going to say false.
You are correct. It was actually
true.
It was actually an eye. And it was a sheep eye.
Oh my God. What a question.
I hope Montego wins on this testicle question.
that's worth the price of admission alone.
Just right. 1 point.
All right. For you, Tiffelbot. Here we go. This is multiple choice.
All right.
In this 2003 film, the final battle scene takes place on May 26th. Die Hard fans and extras watch the movie on May 26th every year. Is it A, King Arthur, B, Gladiator, C, The Last Samurai?
Is it The Last Samurai? You are I kind of vaguely remember that.
Wow, I would have just guessed something else, but okay. Tied 1-1, right?
Tied up 1-1. This is getting good right here.
We didn't have 17 questions.
This is getting good here. All right. Man. All right. This is for you, Montego.
Okay.
Graham Revelle had composed a complete original score when the movie was slated to be released as Eaters of the Dead in 1988. After the film was deemed unwatchable during test screenings, Michael Crichton took over the project, rejected Revelle's original score, and brought in Jerry Goldsmith to rescore the film, renamed, is it A, 10,000 BC, B, The 13th Warrior, or C, 300?
The 13th Warrior. You know it's hard out here for a that was a good movie. I like that movie.
I like that movie.
Antonio Banderas, man.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was pretty good, yeah. You had what, the bear people?
Yeah.
They thought it was scary, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Tiffo Bot, this is for you. When filming Kingdom of Heaven, Liam Neeson...
Oh, this is my favorite movie. One of my favorites.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a true or false question.
Okay.
When filming Kingdom of Heaven, Liam Neeson read The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Crusades. True or false?
True.
That is correct.
Nice.
Yes.
I like that movie too.
No, he didn't know anything about the Crusade.
Yeah, I love that movie, Tiff. I can watch it.
Well,
anytime
probably
I see
not
it.
Enough. Probably not enough to be in the movie. Yeah, it's a great movie. Mm-hmm. People kind of slept on it, I think.
Yeah, I think they so. Shit, I love that movie. I have it on a. I got it on a couple of. You know, when it's introduced on a different platform, let me get my movie. I love that movie.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a great question because this movie is also about the Crusades. Yes. Robin Hood.
See, you see where I'm going with this?
You may proceed.
So. All right, so this, all right, this, what's the count here? You guys are tied up or something?
2-2, we're tied.
Oh, snap. Damn it. Because I only got one question left.
Well, this is a make you or break you. Either I win it or I don't.
All right, here we go. This film was adapted.
Or she wins it.
Right. Mm-hmm. This film was adapted from a 1987 Norwegian movie. After watching, Niles Gwalp, director of the original, said, "Twice Hollywood has remade my films, and both times they have managed to make the worst movie ever." Is it A, Joan of Arc, B, Pathfinder, C, The Knight Templar?
Jesus. I'm just going to guess and say, I'm going to say Joan of Arc. Should have said Pathfinder, huh?
You're wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
You should have said Pathfinder, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys are tied, right?
Yep. We tied.
So in the season of giving, I would like to give both of you and say both of you are winners today. You know what I'm saying? It is a tie. You see how that worked out? You see how that worked out fast?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm being generous today. They're both winners in my book.
Or
give everybody a hand.
Or we both have the inability to win.
Mm. Oh my god. You're such a Scrooge.
Yes, right. I am. Bah! Right. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
You get cold today, buddy.
All right, Smooth. That one kind of beat my cheeks, but
yeah.
All right. So man, that's it for the game this week. We're gonna take a break and we're gonna come right back with the comic book man, Fantastic Four. We'll be right back. All right, we are back, and the power on the thing says we have 21% power left, man. So we got to roll here. What a goddamn on countdown. All right, let's get it done. So Fantastic Four, number 2, Dan Slott, Sarah Pacelli, and Martel Garcia. So here we are. We last left off with our group. we had a couple of depressed heroes that wanted their family back, man, but they couldn't get the family back, man. They was, you know, they was having a rough time, and then some, you know, the Yancey Street Gang shot the thing up, and they got hope, and the hope went away. And then at the end of the book, just to spoil, they got a big F in the air, and all hope was restored. And Ben Grimm is about to get married to Alicia, so that was great. So this book starts, man. This is pretty. I like the way this started out. They're out there in the cosmos with the Fantastic Four and the Future Foundation with all the kids, and you know they're still making universes. They kept that storyline, so they're still making universes. Franklin's imagination with the cosmic power, and the family is doing good, but they miss their other family members, and everything is going pretty good. They making this one, moving to that one. All of a sudden, Franklin's cosmic power to make new universes coughs up, and it's over. But he's still more powerful than the Hulk, than Thor, than the Silver Surfer.
That's insane.
Insaney. This kid, Franklin, they always said he was going to be something.
Right.
So anyway, man, as soon as his power gives, a creature comes out of nowhere just to wreck shop and destroy everything that he made, including the Fantastic Four. Kills an important character really fast. I almost spoiled that. Don't want to spoil it. And then starts to bargain, you know, she starts doing her supervillain monologue. You fools, I'm going to destroy you. And the smartest man in the world says, hey, you know, this won't you fight the Fantastic Four? She said, cool. She gives them a machine so they can call the Fantastic Four. Something happens, man, won't spoil it. The Fantastic Four shows up, but it's a surprise. So, Tiff, what'd you think of this book here?
Okay, I actually really like this, but it's really weird because, like, in my opinion, I kind of agree with this villain. Like, it's kind of pretty presumptuous of you to go around creating pretty shitty universes, in my opinion. Be like the imagination of a child, basically. Be like, what if everyone was boogers? You know what I mean? So, like, in that aspect, I'm like, of course I don't want them, but now that they're people, I don't want them. Like, that was actually really well done because there was like emotional intensity when you're seeing all these planets getting destroyed, and you kind of felt really sad, even though you didn't get a chance to know hardly any of the people from those planets.
Right. I like the dialogue with Franklin told the would-be boyfriend. I created your whole universe, so really, I'm like your god. The mother was like, Franklin, come here. Right. I kind of like that. I was like, yeah, get him straight and shit. You know, yeah. Losing his mind. But I think the art was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I think the story is really good. Now, I'm not that big of a Slott fan, but you winded me back on this one, Mr. Slott. This is, so far, I'm digging this story. I'm liking this direction, especially the surprise at the end. So,
yeah.
What are you thinking about this, Tiff? Is this still a nice little recommendy or what?
Oh, I definitely recommend this book because as a person who never thought that they would ever even read a Fantastic Four book, and I'm actually reading it and really enjoying it. I can't imagine that anyone who was even remotely interested in it not enjoying it.
Yeah, it's really well done right now. Really, really well done. I'm digging it. Thank God they back. And you stay tuned for more Fantastic Four after Avengers 4, because I'm sure they'll be the next biggest thing. Anyway,
I agree. I think that their time is coming.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I agree. So that's going to do it for the comics, man. And we have 19% power.
Let's do it.
So we'll be right back. Save that power. Save it. All right, man, we are back, and while we were waiting, we lost another percent there. So it's main topic time, man, and we all went to the movies. I just made it there yesterday.
Yeah.
To go see the year's biggest box office flop,
really?
Robin Hood.
Yeah.
1 hour, 56 minutes, action-adventure, theater, thriller, starring Taron Egerton, Eggsy himself, Jamie Foxx, Bat Crazy. Y'all remember Baby Driver?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ben Mendelsohn. What's her name? Eve Hewson. And here's this guy. What's his name? Jamie Dornan, you know, from 50 Shades of Porn, that movie.
Yeah.
50 Shades of Porn.
No.
Yeah.
Sad porn.
I forgot about
sad porn.
Yeah, just go get a get some real porn. Oh, Ben Mendelsohn, the director credit himself. Every time I look at him, I'm just waiting for him to say, "Are we blind?" You know, from Rogue One. Anyway, so let's get into it, man. So, hey, man, it's time to go with that one word, TiffleBot. What you got?
Underappreciated, I think I would say.
Oh, interesting. Intra-effing sting. Smooth.
I was going to say, not upset. That's not one word, though. But, yeah, I would say un-upset. How about that?
And I'll come around and I'll say, interestingly, that's two words.
Right, yeah.
I would say this one word thing is kind of hard with some of these movies, right?
Yeah.
I'll say fun.
Okay.
I'll leave it at fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So I've heard nothing but terrible stuff about this movie, you know,
right, yeah.
all over the world and stuff. And so maybe that's the reason why we might have a little bit of appreciation for it, because I expected terrible things.
Right.
And I got in there, and I have to say that the director, Otto Bathurst, can direct some action pretty goddamn good.
Yeah.
I thought. Yeah, I said, his action scenes are rock solid, man. Right, I mean, even though they might not make no sense, but like,
one of them did. Well, the beginning, yeah.
All of it.
All of them did.
I mean, I thought the action scenes were great in this thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I was very invested. And how gritty they were, how in your face, and how real. And, you know, normally with bows and arrow movies and stuff like that, it's so clean.
Right.
And everybody's back from a distance, and they're going down, ooh, you know. Right. And it's kind of clean. But this really felt like they were running in Kandahar with AK-47s or something like that. It felt like.
Right, it had a vision.
Yes. Yeah, it did have a vision. They stuck with it. You know, I don't think it got lost in, we don't know what we want to be. I think they knew exactly what they wanted to be. This is definitely an Elseworld type of movie, you know. And you realize that when you get to some of the casino scenes, and then they had the women dressed like they was like, you know, right off the red carpet, like Cardi B or some crap like that.
Right.
So I was like, okay, this is someplace else, you know, because this ain't happening. You know, and African descent Brits were being treated fairly, you know, back in the day.
Well, the Moors, whatever, because it's considered to be the Moors.
Well, the Moors were in
Further back.
Right, these were just citizens, citizens. Yeah. So let's get into it a little lightweight here.
Okay.
So you know, they had the little charming scene with the two couples in the beginning, and I think he charmed those draws off. He got mine, and I was like, oh, that's pretty good, dude.
Nice cleavage.
Yeah, it was a lot of cleavage, wasn't it, to be such a stuffy time, right?
Well, I mean,
you know, we've established we're out of time here.
Yeah, we are out of time, right?
I did think it wasn't the cleavage. I wasn't like, oh, that's not really time appropriate, because I don't give a shit about that. We've established this is not reality. So fuck off, everyone who's all upset about that shit.
I agree with you, Tiff. I was like, okay, she can put her boobies out. This ain't just.
So
go ahead.
The clothing in this movie, I think, is amazing, because it's like they, without saying one fucking word about how it's not, you know what I mean, like that, without, they've established this idea that we're not in of a time, without having to say anything about it, without having to establish any scenes. We already know that this is kind of an alternative reality to what we were expecting.
And once you get your head around there, then it's very easy to enjoy. I think that might be the problem, that people are looking for period accuracy.
Yes.
I want period accuracy. Yes. I want to smell the piss on everybody and the funk and the musk.
Right. Yeah. You know? Exactly. Yeah. They wanted to see the outhouses, shit in the streets, you know, the livestock running around. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
So this opening action sequence I thought was phenomenal.
Oh yeah.
With Robin and this crew in this gritty, you know, crusade war, just scurrying around and holding these bows and arrows like they were like submachine guns.
Right,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. I thought it was cool.
I thought it was too. At first I was like, no, this is being shot very well.
Right.
I was like, I'm interested in this scene.
But it kind of made me think maybe they did kind of do some stuff like this.
I would say not.
Nah?
Nah, because here it is, Dwayne. If you're if you're in tight quarters back in that day, you got a sword. You ain't sitting there with no damn bow and arrow walking around the corner with it.
Yeah,
give me some clothes. Somebody jump on you. I'm not going to swing a stick at them. I want to swing something that's going to chop them. Anyway, so, you know, they have this great scene, and then they capture Little John, who's like monstrous with the bow and arrow. Thank God they cut his hand off, because if he kept his hand, the movie would be over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think they had to, because if they had left him, I think you would be like, why isn't he?
Send Little John in.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly. He had to have a handicap. Now, did you? Now, I'm pretty sure everybody knew that that was Jamie Foxx when you seen
Okay.
There was no surprise.
Well, or not even Jamie Foxx, just Little John.
Little John, yeah, right.
Because they, you know, they kind of did that in the old, that terrible Kevin Costner Robin Hood movie.
Oh, with no accent at all?
They had Little John.
Yeah.
But Morgan Freeman was actually Little John.
Okay.
The, I mean, yeah, the essence of the character.
Yeah, okay, okay. Yeah.
So anyway, that happens. And, you know, he goes back because
I felt so sad.
Oh, with the
when
boy?
They killed his son. Yeah, it was too sad. It was almost too sad. But then I guess what else would be the impetus for him doing what he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it was.
Well, in the old movie, he owed him a life debt. That's all it took
that's
him.
That's all I said. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. So, yeah, that was a powerful scene.
And
if you tried to say that it wasn't, F you, because the acting in that scene was really goddamn good from Edgerton and Jamie Foxx and the protagonist in there. What was that guy's name?
Executioner. Yeah,
that guy was monstrous. I'm trying to look. They look so different without all the makeup on. I can't even tell who's who. You know, so he was a monster.
Yeah, he was.
So they stabbed him, and the only reason why he survived is because he was a British lord, and they sent him back.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you have Little John stowed away to get back there. They looted the castle. Castle's all tore up. His love is gone. She got a new boyfriend. It's all sad. Yeah. But he was rocking a badass coat.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
That was a fancy coat.
That was Sean John.
Yeah, it was real nice. So I like the sheriff. Normally, the sheriffs are so pitiful in these movies, but you know,
Sheriff. What was
he did such a good job? That's Ben Mendelsohn.
Shawshank. What is it? Sheriff Shawshank, right or no?
It was just a sheriff of Nottingham.
Sheriff of Nottingham. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and so he. I liked his speech in the beginning, and I like how the people. It wasn't over the top because, like, you know, you had the people heckling him. Mm. And it wasn't like, execute him, you know, get him out the crowd, you know, like over the top oppression that just could not survive any real world situation.
Right.
And there's a girlfriend. And so, you know, they're like political adjutants. And I like the Friar Tuck character, too. What you guys think about him?
Oh, yeah. He fit perfectly.
He's a goopy little guy.
Right. He was perfect.
Yeah. But the whole time, man, you know. So they started doing this. Hold up. Cue that Rocky training montage music. There we go. So he's training and shit, you know, because we'll kill the beast who's supplying this unjust war.
I want to talk a little bit about shirtless scenes in this movie.
Okay, let's
Cupid Dales.
Cue the sexy music there.
I am surprised that they let Jamie Foxx have his shirt off, because he looked so much better.
Oh, than the star.
Than Taron Egerton.
Oh yeah.
That I felt bad. I was like,
oh wow.
Put a shirt on, dude.
Potentially, they should not have let him have his shirt off.
Put a shirt on, dude. You don't want to stand next to this guy.
Right.
Yeah. Jamie Foxx he's been a built cat for a long time, and Taron Egerton kind of looked like me with a shirt off. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, he can't get too big, you know. Well, anyway. So,
and when he made his, what I'm talking about is he's shirtless during a scene where he puts metal on his hand.
Yeah.
I am kind of surprised he didn't become somebody who would come in and punch people.
I thought they were gonna put like a knife or something or a slash.
I'm glad they didn't.
I thought he was gonna put a weapon.
Oh yeah, or interchangeable type thing.
No, not that would have been.
Oh,
stupid.
That would have been rad.
I got my secret.
Right.
Let me screw this on it. I'm gonna put my
hook
on the death.
Right.
Sheriff.
Yeah, two different type of heads. Weapons, drinking brandy and shit.
I'm gonna tell you what they did. Really clever. The real battle of good versus evil was between Little John and the Sheriff of Nottingham. I like that one after they caught him. And to me, that became the real clash that you were looking forward to, you know, because
with the church.
Well, he was gonna, you know, I'm skipping way ahead.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But he was gonna kill him, and you know they had that scene, and
yeah.
They actually became the real enemy against enemy in this. Mm-hmm. Robin Hood was his job in this movie was to inspire the people to fight back.
Right.
And so I loved all the little heist scenes they show, how they started small.
Yes, yes.
They got bigger.
Right.
And got bigger. And they were putting people down too, man. It was like poop, 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 poop.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was no mercy. Yeah,
yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
And so the action is gritty, and the characters are cool. I like how the church was actually controlling the sheriff.
I did too. I like.
But isn't that kind of realistic? That is something that I think is realistic of the time. Like there was a lot of corruption in the Catholic Church, especially during like crusading times. And I think like, especially with trying to become rich, and there was a lot of people in the church who became extremely wealthy.
Well, I think this whole movie, Lightweight, is trying, you know, doing social commentary because the church represents the establishment, period.
Right.
That's the shitty people.
Right.
And then we have the people who have the power but aren't doing anything about it.
Right.
Well, right, because they're just living in filth and, you know, stuff like this. Now, I wasn't aware that they had mines over there in Great Britain, you know. I was like, what is this?
What were they mining for?
I don't know, but they were mining something.
They were mining something, yeah.
So the people lived in the mines too. I think this was that just the name of the neighborhood, or was it an actual mine?
No, it was a mine, and they do have mines over there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, the scene where they were having a political speech and Little John was standing out there amongst all the white people, I was like, they're going to see him. They're going to see. I didn't realize that they were normal people in society. I was like, he should cover up his head.
Well, I like that about this because, like, that's one of my major problems with fantasy and science fiction, and I've talked about this before, is fuck you for saying that the reason that there's no minorities or women or whatever is because of historical accuracy. It's fucking made up bullshit.
Yeah.
Right.
You're right. You're right. And you can pull this stuff off and give me some loosely put together facts, and it worked.
It was working. Yeah, I mean, you know, especially with the church and the pole politics.
No, I love the scene where he snuck in with the get to rob the bank.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And everything went wrong.
Right. Yeah, because I was thinking, how is he even going to pull this off? I knew he was going to pull it off.
Well, everything had changed on his plan, so he was just a fit. He just had to get the hell out of there. And I love that they didn't get away with any money. I really like that.
Yeah.
I was like, that's smart, man. You know, it's not the movie was not predictable, I don't think. You know, it changed enough for me to be like, oh, this is interesting. Because it was so different.
Well, yeah, because, you know, of course they should have known, but it would have blew the movie. Of course they should have known. New guy shows up, the hood shows up, this guy has, you know. So, yeah, you know, he hinted on, like, yeah, maybe he's a veteran.
What the hell was going on at that party when they went to that casino and stuff?
I think that was some real shit, man. Seriously, I think that's some real stuff that goes on at parties, man. In high society parties.
Well, that was tripping. I was like, this is pretty wild.
Yeah. The Cardinal was, everybody was just so evil.
Yeah, the Cardinal was super evil.
Yeah, he seemed like almost like a monster.
Yeah, that was
like almost like he had makeup on, even though he didn't.
Yeah. Veteran actor F. Murray Abraham there, you know, been in a thousand things.
Right.
He had that little crazy wig on, looking crazy, and he was.
Well, that's why I want to, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Well, that's why I want to talk about this movie a little bit as far as, like, its bad reception. Is it a movie that is an Oscar movie?
No.
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 But it is exactly as enjoyable as it should be. And I don't see why people are shitting on it when if you were just, like, I again think it's a problem where critics or even other people get to the table first and they poison the well.
Yeah, because if you compare this to old Kevin Costner's Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, this movie is 19,000 times better.
I'm about
to
say, it's smacking the shit out of that. But you know what? I wanted to say, I felt kind of bad for Principal Skinner when he was explaining how he how the church did so many horrible things to him, especially with the broomstick.
Who was Principal Skinner?
The sheriff. That's what he looks like, Principal Skinner to me.
Oh, he does look like that. I'm like,
what the hell are you talking about? Okay. You know, I saw half of that speech and I was in there drinking, you know, just Coke after Coke. So I went to the bathroom. So I missed half of his speech.
Man.
But I'd heard about, you know, being prodded and stuff. Mm. So they made the villain relatable.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And real.
Right.
A lot of enjoyable little scenes in here. And I'm going to tell y'all something, another thing about this movie. I wasn't waiting for it to end. I wasn't sitting there like, oh, right. Shit, I'm ready for this thing to end. Okay, then wrap it up, fellas. I never got to that point because the pacing of the movie went really well. And I really like when he revealed himself to the masses of who he was. And then, you know, Will Scarlet, who we know is, in the lore, is always like some kind of a traitor, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't think he was going to be a traitor like that, though. Goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah. Well, once he turned to Two-Face.
He sure did turn to Two-Face. And that's, you know what? This whole movie had like a Dark Knight Batman type feel to it. You know?
Yeah, it did. It sure did. Especially with the, because it even had like some of the music of the robbery with the violins like they did in the Dark Knight, as far as when he was robbing, when the robbery scene with the Joker.
I like when she said, that's the stupidest disguise ever.
You know? Right, yeah, right.
because I like how she knew who he, like in a lot of superhero or whatever, they're like, oh, who is that? But she was like, I know who you are, because she heard his voice.
Yeah.
And she knew it was him. Yeah. And she was like, Robin? And he was like, how'd you know? And she's like, well, he's still you, basically.
Right.
So I like how they had the little subplot going on with Marion and the Friar. You know, they were doing their thing, and they were doing their thing at the same time. Right. So you got a Marion that's not completely helpless.
Right.
But she's still not some damn dog just, you know, just schooling people like that. Oh, my goodness. That one where Russell Crowe was in, where Marion was basically Joan of Arc out there and stuff. It was just like, oh, God, could y'all not go that damn far with it? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Balance, please. You know, who's supposed to be the hero here? Y'all got 17 of them. So they do this elaborate plan, man. They isolate the money. They start taking the money. And then they got Robin in front of the sheriff, you know. And when he saw that little nubby on his boy's arm, I was like, oh, he gonna get a chance to kill him. That was predictable. I was like, he gonna get a chance to kill him.
Right.
And kill him he did.
Oh yeah.
They really did.
Oh yeah, they hung the shit out of him.
And it didn't overplay it with stupid ass fight scene.
Right.
That's the worst.
It was quick. Yeah, it was quick.
That is the worst when you gotta watch these twos. Struggle with the cue to Star Trek fight music. You know, they like, laying on top of them. And the knife is coming closer to the face, and it goes back, and it goes back, and it goes, you know. Even the protagonist from the bounty hunter dude got his real fast.
Yeah, it sure did. Yeah.
Wasn't no silly ass long struggle.
He didn't get killed, though, did he?
No.
He didn't kill him, because he basically said, you saved my life, so I'm not going to kill you.
Because this movie was so ambitious, they really thought they was going to get another chance to make a
sequel. I wish they would. You know, I want to see them in the forest in their little hideout.
I think they can.
I like how it. You know what? I didn't think it was going to end like that. I thought it was going to be like, hey, we won. But I was really pleased that it ended like where the story actually kind of begins.
Yeah, right. That we're right.
Right. Now you can do a real Robin Hood movie in the Sherwood Forest. Mm-hmm. But
now you can't, because you only made $51 million and it cost you $100 million to make it.
Not going
to
happen.
Sorry.
Well, yeah. I think we should rally behind this movie. We should push it.
It was fun enough for me to enjoy it.
It was good, yeah. Everybody go see this.
And, you know, I don't know if the expectations were low. I don't know what it was.
I think it was the timing.
But I really enjoyed this movie, and I thought that it was worth it. I did not want to go because of the critics. And I was, you know, like, damn it, I got to go see this movie. But as soon as that scene in the desert was clicking off, I was like, okay, this is going to be good.
Oh, yeah, this is, yeah.
So, smooth.
Well, yeah, I liked it. I liked it from when she came in there with the cleavage. That got me. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm kidding.
No, this movie was pretty good. Like you said, I didn't have any high expectations for it. So when it did come on and it did like get traction or whatever, I'm like, oh, this is nice. I'm enjoying this.
It was fun, man. It didn't have to be complicated, you know.
Yeah, it was, and it wasn't. Yeah.
Tiff, what you think about this final thoughts?
I'm going to enter the confessional.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that is when I saw the preview.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to see this.
Tiff, I remember you talking about this. Liza was on the show. You was like, oh, this looks fun.
I didn't go in with low expectations.
And you still enjoyed it. Wow. Nice.
I still enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, say what you will, jump on the bandwagon and blow everybody else who's been, you know, saying mean stuff about it just because you don't have a mind. But, you know, I recommend that you actually give the movie a chance. You might enjoy it, man. Don't, you know. Shit, I enjoyed it too.
It was pretty good.
Anyway, so that's going to do it. And we got 7 whole percent left.
Woo!
check.
Mission successful.
That, oh, we can talk all we want now. Shit, we got time to kill, time to burn, time to roll, you know? But that's going to do it this week, man. And this is our month, even though we know it's Christmas time. This is our month for bows and arrows, man. I think next week, I'm not sure we're coming back with, but it might be, I don't know, one of Tiff's favorite movies. What's that? A Nice Tale? I think it is A Nice Tale.
Is that indeed. It?
Oh. Yeah, I think it is A Nice Tale. I think we come back with A Nice Tale.
Is that what, a kid's movie?
No.
No?
Research it off the air, Tiff. I mean, Smooth. Nice Tale. So that's what we're going to do next week. And we'll have a different book from Tiff, and we'll have the news, man. And hopefully we can get the whole crew together and get a game.
Yeah.
But if not, I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley with 7% left on the computer, man. You know, and with me is the sensitive one herself, Miss Tiffobot. Say goodbye to the people, Tiff.
Pleasure as always.
Smooth Daddy.
Yo, SMOOVE spells smooth, not me.
All right, until next week, we will be
on patrol.
We still got 7 minutes. How is that possible?
We are amazing.
No, I'm saying this thing been ticking down like a time bomb, and all of a sudden I've been on 7 minutes forever.
That's what happens, and then all of a sudden they'll just shut off.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Yeah, right. We'll be on patrol. See y'all later. All right, I'll talk to you.